Finance Director Jody Tao outlined budget details expected for the fiscal year that starts in July. She explained to the Assembly about the impact of federal emergency aid, especially $3.9 million from the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act of 2020.
The borough has used a total of $1.37 million CARES funds to cover the payroll costs of first responders and EOC staff time. This has occurred over the course of two fiscal years and has created a budget surplus at fiscal year end of 2020, and we'll see another surplus at the end of fiscal year 2021. The borough is proposing to use $231,000 of the general fund reserves to balance next year's budget.
That amount is 50% of a state reimbursement for bond debt on school and other projects, which until recent years the borough has counted on for repaying that debt. Governor Dunleavy vetoed half that payment 2 years ago and the full amount last year, with the expectation that it could be made up with federal aid. The municipality doesn't expect the reimbursement again this year, so in Petersburg's case, the federal money is helping to offset cuts to the state payments. The budget proposes $9.7 million of spending in the general fund, which are basic services supported mostly by local taxes. Tao pointed out that's an increase of less than 0.5%.
This is equivalent to about $40,000, which I think is pretty impressive, given that we also have in there a 2% payroll increase and increases to health insurance.
The budget assumes 2% salary increases for employees and supervisors, although the borough and its workers are still negotiating new contracts this spring. It would flat fund the local school district with no reduction to the $1.8 million allocation for local schools, and it would increase community service grants to KFSK, Mountain View Food Services, and the Chamber of Commerce. It could also mean an increase in the property tax rate to offset a loss in the overall value of property in the borough. Property values decreased by 1% because of a jump in landowners claiming the senior tax exemption this year. In response, the proposed budget assumes an increased property tax rate in Service Area 1 by 0.42 mils. That's a $42 increase for every $100,000 of value. The Assembly normally sets that tax rate by resolution in June, but the Assembly could also choose other ways to address this decrease, like cutting costs or using additional surplus money. Sales tax revenue for the upcoming year is projected to be around $3.2 million. That would be similar to 2 years ago and would rebound from a pandemic year loss of around $125,000. Capital projects that could start in the upcoming fiscal year include repairs and upgrades to the hydroelectric plant at Blind Slough and repairs for the Aquatic Center. The borough may spend $450,000 on pool repairs needed after a 2020 electrical fire. However, manager Steve Giesbrecht called that just a placeholder.
We should have a much better idea what that number is by end of May, first part of June. Some of the problem they're running into is material costs are at their highest level ever. And so we've actually delayed the project a little bit, hoping that once the COVID crisis kind of gets over, that manufacturing will get back on board and we'll see a decrease in some of those costs.
A permanent fix for the pool, which could total over $1 million, could be partly covered by insurance, with the rest made up by the borough's property development fund. Utility Director Carl Hagerman talked about projects planned for the electrical department. One of those is a new backup diesel generator budgeted at $1.4 million.
Over the last couple winters, we've seen a winter peak of right around 13 megawatts, and we basically don't have enough generation locally. If Taiyi were to go down or if SEPA were to go down, we just can't restore at 13 megawatts. So we need to add some standby generation to our system in order to handle all of our loads right now.
The Southeast Alaska Power Agency, or SEPA, may be looking at raising the wholesale rate for its hydroelectric power to cover cost of replacing a submarine cable south of Petersburg. That may factor into an ongoing study of local electrical rates. That's also looking at covering the cost of major upgrades and repairs at the Blind Slough Hydro Plant. The bonding will require voter approval. Hagerman is not sure if the study will be done in time to get on this year's ballot. There are also projects planned for the water and sewer system. There could be some rate increases in local utilities, which would also take approval of ordinances and three readings by the Assembly, and that's outside of the budget process. The spending plan also includes some vehicle replacements, including a new fire engine budgeted at $650,000. Mayor Mark Jensen questioned staff on the need for that, and Giesbrecht responded that the 30-year-old engine has low miles and does not have maintenance problems.
The problem is we've got a couple of other units that are coming up in age as well, a 94 and then a early 2000. And it comes into the question of when do you pull the trigger? What we don't want to do is have to replace two of these in a very short time frame, because as you can see, they're incredibly expensive.
Staff also said it's likely a year or two process to replace that engine, including design and bidding. Borough departments make regular payments into a motor pool fund to cover the cost of anticipated repairs and replacement for both vehicles and equipment. Another unknown about this upcoming budget is additional federal funding. The borough expects to receive another $633,000 from the latest federal aid bill, the American Rescue Plan, but doesn't yet know how that will be spent. There are broad categories for how the municipality can use that aid, with a deadline at the end of 2024. The Assembly plans to vote on the proposed budget and any desired changes in three readings of an ordinance, starting in May and finishing in early June. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vignicki.